Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Judy Kennedy, and she is a friend of the Outdoor Classroom. Good morning to you, Judy.
Good morning, LaVon.
Judy, you have an event coming up at the Outdoor Classroom, so we're going to talk about what that is before we tell people exactly where it is.
Okay, that sounds good.
And so what's happening?
Well, we're going to have an open house down there. I think so few people know what the Outdoor Classroom is, and so we just want people to come and find out about it.
I think you're absolutely right. It is kind of a hidden asset. I mean, once you know how to find it, it's no big deal. But tell us, how do we find the Outdoor Classroom?
Well, if you go south out of Messina on 148 to Tucson Road and you turn east, it's 2 miles. When we have that open house, we're going to have balloons tied on the corner so people can find it. It's kind of back and behind. It's 67 acres that have been donated by the Bubles family to the Cass County Conservation Board. And so it's actually ours.
Isn't that great? And when I say it was hidden, actually, that's part of the beauty of it, because it's not just a flat thing with a building out in the middle of it.
No, it's rolling hills. They have a lot of natural prairie grass, native prairie grass. They've worked very hard to get that to come back because the brome has taken over and doing burns. They've been able to get that grass, because that seed's there, but it just can't fight through the brome. So they've been doing burns. They have a lot of wildflowers. I think there's 36,000 trees that have been planted. We've lost some. We've replaced some. There's a butterfly garden. There's 2 ponds that can actually be fished. There's a little lodge. It's not anything fancy. It's an outdoor classroom.
Mm-hmm.
But it does have air conditioning and heat, so it can be used in other seasons. It's just a beautiful, peaceful, neat little hidden gem in Iowa.
You bet. And I want to come back to some of those details, but at the open house, you have a couple of things that are going to be activities that are going on during that time, and it's 4 to 6 p.m. on September 15th. That's a Sunday, and we'll mention that again. So what's going to be going on for those hours at the outdoor classroom?
Well, a lot of classrooms have classes out there, but some of the kids have made a video. And so we're hoping we can get this all worked out, that it'll be looping through so people can see it. It's what the kids have done. There will be a hayride that takes you up and through so you can kind of see some of the different things from different areas. I've never been all the way to the west side of it. So I'm kind of excited about going on that. And that'll be led by Dean Downer, who is the caretaker. That was one of the things that the Bubles family asked, is that Dean could use it as he saw fit for the school and for the county. And we're going to have some refreshments. We're going to have an opportunity for people to become a friend. Do they want to be an active friend? Do they want to come down and work? Do they just want to be a financial friend? Or do they just care about it? The kids from one of these classes have got these little plastic wristbands that say Outdoor Classroom on that they're selling. And people can purchase those, and all that money goes back into the outdoor classroom. And we have a lot of goals, things we want to do for the outdoor classroom.
Much has been accomplished, but there's always more to do.
That's so true.
And I know you've had family reunions and weddings and events there, even though it's not, like you say, a fancy lodge. The setting is so great, and the basics are there.
Yes, there are. There's kind of a little patio. Then there's kind of an outdoor deck that actually goes over. There's a burn pit there, a fire pit, which has been so popular. So you can roast marshmallows, or if you want to grill, you can actually grill. It's indescribable.
And, yeah, it's a getaway. As I said, it's positively hidden. Now, when I say that, it's not like you don't want to go there. It's something that you do get away to.
Yes, it's never a greater joy for me. I'll go down and weed for a while, and then just sit up on the deck and look out over the ponds. We have geese and baby geese on the ponds. There's all kinds of wildlife. Sometimes there's too much of it for gardening, but we do have some flower gardens started there. We tried hostas. The deer thought they were very tasty, but we do have the butterfly garden, and I'm hoping that by then we will have quite a few butterflies in residence. Mm-hmm. There's more and more coming right now.
You bet. That's that time. So, Judy, can you talk a little bit about, we've called it a classroom, and it's a classroom in a lot of ways, but the CAM school uses it a great deal. I mean, it's a very important part of their curriculum.
Yes, they have a class that's called Man and His Environment, and they do all kinds of things out there. They learn how to test water, different types of things that can go on out there, and they use it year-round. And the Atlantic School has been taking advantage of it some, but it's owned by the county. And so anybody can use it. All you have to do is contact Dean Downer and say, hey, is this date available? And usually he's more than willing to go and open it up for you. And there's times we go down and we don't even go in the lodge.
I was going to say, I'm thinking if you just wanted to get away, like individually, you need a little time to think, a little stress reduction, you wouldn't have to make an appointment for that. Just
drive down
and, as you say, walk through, sit on the deck. Just you'll find it very peaceful.
Yes.
And a great way to get away. Now, there you have a couple ways that people can find out more about the classroom and find out how to get there, and we will mention those instructions again. But how can people find out more?
We actually have a site, or whatever you want to call it, on Facebook. And if you go to Cass County Outdoor Classroom, you can bring it up. It's open. You don't have to be accepted as a friend. Anybody can become a friend. There's the invitation's on there. And you can contact the school, Dean Downer or Sandy Booker. They're both at the Messina School in the afternoons. Dean is at the Anita School in the mornings. Mm-hmm. You can contact myself, Judy Kennedy. There's lots of friends.
And in case you want to check out other parks, and I think people may be surprised at how many parks are owned by Cass County Conservation. If you put in your search My County Parks, all together, mycountyparks.com, you can go to Cass County and you'll find the outdoor classroom listed, as well as I think it's a dozen other parks in Cass County. There may be some others that you don't know about. So I think that's a great resource. And if you happen to be in another county, hey, you can find out the parks in your county also. So mycountyparks.com is a great resource. So, Judy, on the 15th, September 15th, that's a Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., people can come visit the Cass County Outdoor Classroom. So, again, tell us how to get there.
Go south out of Messina on 148, 2 miles to Tucson Road, turn east. 2 miles. There's a sign there. There's a little like power station right there on the corner. If you get to the power station, you've gone just about 10 feet too far.
Okay. And Tucson Road is about 2 miles south of Messina. So
yes.
You remember,
yes.
Two and two, you'll get there. Pretty easy once you see it. And there is not a great big sign, but there is a small sign there by the driveway,
yes,
also.
Yes.
And then you'll have it decorated. So
yeah, and we're going to put balloons on all three of you if you're coming in from 92 of you are coming in from 148. We'll have balloons so that people know where they're at.
All right. And it would be a good idea probably if there's several of you, you know, are going to go, you know, share a ride, because yes, there is parking, but again, you know, it's sort of scattered out there.
Yes, there's not a huge amount of parking, but since we will have the hay rack, we're hoping that maybe we can utilize that. And we're trying to get some of those gators so that people can actually get on those and ride down into the lodge.
Okay. Outdoor Classroom, Cass County Outdoor Classroom, one of the many parks in Cass County. And Judy, we have just a minute to talk about, you mentioned you could be a friend of the Outdoor Classroom. What do you do if you're a friend?
Well, right now we're going to try to have people, they want to be a worker, great. There's always opportunities to work, or they want to just be a financial friend. We're not setting an amount. It's whatever you feel like you would like to donate. And as a friend, you're going to get some wild prairie grass seed that you could actually plant at home if you'd like. And just know what's going on out there. And there's so many goals, and because it's owned by the county, there's not a lot of funds. So we just have things that we want to be able to accomplish just to make it a better place to visit.
Mm-hmm. I think you would have a really good feeling being a friend of the Outdoor Classroom. When you've been down there, you'll see what a gem it is. And by being a friend, you're just sort of supporting all of that. And it's just an amazing kind of thing that we have that in Cass County. So on September 15th, 4 to 6 p.m., get down to the Outdoor Classroom. We want to thank you very much, Judy Kennedy, for coming to visit with us.
Well, thank you, Lamont.
You're welcome. So again, remember, mycountyparks.com.